Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. So, are you ready for a Sherlock Holmes-sized mystery? What happens when you find an out-of-place fossil? This was the exact question asked of the first hadrosaur-type dinosaur ever discovered on the continent of Africa. You see, hadrosaurs are commonly found in North America, Europe, and Asia. This new hadrosaur type of dinosaur was exclusively found in Europe until now. Senior lecturer at the Milner Center for Evolution, Nicholas Lonrich, commented, quote, "This is about the last thing in the world you would expect. It was completely out of place, like finding a kangaroo in Scotland. Africa was completely isolated by water, so how did they get there?" End of quote. If you are locked into an evolutionary mindset, such discoveries are nearly impossible to explain. But they did offer an explanation, where they suggested that this land-based dinosaur swam across hundreds of miles of open ocean and or floated on rafts of debris for weeks or possibly months. And this was done without food or access to water? Longrich attempted to justify this explanation, quote, "Sherlock Holmes said, once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. It is impossible to walk to Africa. The geology tells us that Africa was isolated by oceans. If so, the only way to get there is by water." End of quote. It is interesting that the impossible needs to be invoked when the solution is obvious. The Genesis flood provides a perfect and practical solution to this Sherlock Holmes-sized problem. The global flood could have easily swept up and buried these dinosaurs in remote locations. These hadrosaurs didn't need to have learned long-range swimming skills. Plus, have you ever seen the arms of a hadrosaur? I wouldn't really call them swimmer's arms. But I digress. If we are to follow the evidence, we can clearly see that the science once again affirms what is written in Genesis. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca.